Ukulele Orchestra performing the classic theme song to the 1960s cartoon Spider-Man. You're listening to Amazing Arizona Comics Radio. What's Amazing Arizona Comics Radio? Well, it's the latest iteration of my podcast. You see, I've been doing this podcast thing now for a few years, and I've been trying to find its brand. I've been trying to find my voice, utilizing this medium and incorporating it into my other creative endeavors as an artist in Metro Phoenix, Arizona. And the last podcast I produced came pretty darn close to the kind of stuff I like listening to, an audio zine, if you will, a tapestry of sound. I was at a Donald Trump protest here in Metro Phoenix, and I captured some of the sounds on the street, the ambient noise of protest chanting and singing and debate, and I incorporated those clips into my solitary monologue that sounds a lot like this. The contrast of those two things, the sound from the street versus my talking about it afterward, created a unique experience in and of itself that I thought, well, why not do that when talking about my artistic endeavors here in the Valley? I'm recording a lot of this stuff anyway, and it requires a little more production after the fact, but it makes for a unique experience when listening, and hopefully it illustrates the inspirations that move me forward, specifically when I self-publish my mini comic book, Amazing Arizona Comics. That's the namesake of this podcast, and it reflects now what I'm trying to do even more so. You see, I take Arizona culture, news, and history, and I satirize it with superhero adventure. Sometimes, depending on the news stories, that dates the comic book issue, but it also creates a unique time capsule. So that's what these podcasts will be moving forward, the time capsule of what inspired me in that moment. And if I listen back to it, as hopefully you will as well, you'll also find that nostalgia, that inspiration, that momentum to move and look forward. So that's what we're doing here and now. This is Amazing Arizona Comics Radio. Again, that was the Jerome Ukulele Orchestra. My lovely Lady Randy and I had the pleasure of hearing them this past weekend, Independence Day weekend, when we went to Verde Valley, Arizona, an area north of Metro Phoenix that incorporates the towns of Jerome, Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and others. We hit the road for the little staycation, if you will, on Friday, July 1st, around 4 o'clock. We wanted to beat the holiday traffic that I presumed would start around 5 o'clock, and we would have made it had my rear driver's side tire not completely exploded on the I-17 freeway. We pulled off safely at exit 259, but if you're familiar with the area, you know that that bloody Basin Road is the perfect place between Phoenix and the next major town, literally in the middle of nowhere. So we had to wait about an hour for AAA to arrive, only to find that my spare tire had a screw in it, so another hour's tow to the local tire shop, local being a relative term, but thankfully it was open. They changed the tire, and we made it to Cottonwood. Not an hour earlier as planned, but an hour later. Nevertheless, we still hung our art at the main stage in Old Town Cottonwood, a nightclub and gastropub with a gallery inside. And our friend, The Janimal, you can find his work at thejanimal.com, organized a show where Northern Arizona artists, inspired by comics and cartoons, hung their art in this gallery. Randy and I were happy to join them. You could find her work as Forever Etched Mirrors in Glass on Facebook, and I hung some Amazing Arizona Comics strips up there. They're still there, and they'll be there for the month of July, so if you're thinking about getting out of town from Phoenix, it might not be cooler in Cottonwood by way of temperature, but it's definitely cooler in that it's a beautiful small town with a nice main street, and these hipster places are opening to eat and shop, the main stage among them. There you'll find art, have some craft beer, and maybe dance the night away if you're so inclined. I encourage you to do it. To have Amazing Arizona Comics hanging in a unique venue like that is an awesome opportunity. Of course, I want my comics in comic book stores. But to reach a different demographic, folks that might not otherwise see my stuff, it's exciting. Those people are familiar with comics now, of course, as everyone is, thanks to movies and film and franchising. So it's much more accepted in mainstream culture. That is a doorway to us, the indie artists. They're accepting the likes of Superman and Captain America now not just as kid stuff, but as mainstream, action-packed blockbuster films. So knowing that comics are that cutting edge in pop culture, Why not take advantage and get your stuff out there as much as possible in different ways? Because comics are being accepted. But folks still aren't going to comic book stores necessarily. They're still going to the same places they've always gone. If they find comics there, it won't be looked at with a critical eye, but with an eye of acceptance, as any other art would be. Because, as I say, comics are now entering and flowing with the mainstream. Thank you, the main stage, for hosting our art. And I look forward to taking it down, only to grab another drink at your beautiful venue. We also visited Jerome, Arizona, one of Arizona's famed haunted towns. And that's where we heard the Jerome Ukulele Orchestra playing at one of the artist co-op galleries during the town's first Saturday art walk. We also heard another band, Raven, at the appropriately called the Spirit Room Saloon. What with Jerome being haunted and everything. Of course, that's why folks visit Jerome for the haunted tours. But if you ever go, I encourage you to go during the day when the galleries are open, so you could see the eclectic art being produced by that community. It's amazing, and they're utilizing all sorts of media. I usually fantasize when I visit those smaller towns, what would it be like to live here? Now, I'm a city boy, and I like having a variety of places to go, a variety of things to do. In a smaller town, it seems like those options would be limited, so the fantasy is often dashed. But when I saw the art in Jerome this past Independence Day weekend, it made me realize that in a small town like that, with presumably fewer options, you spend more time at the drawing board, on the canvas. And as you develop a tight-knit artist's community, you're inspired by one another's processes, and you know that you'll have places to exhibit that stuff when you're done, when the art is ready. So who knows? Jerome is known as a haunted town, but that model still seems pretty progressive today in this competitive artistic environment that we breed ourselves. Sometimes it just takes getting out of town to realize that the world is at your fingertips. This is Amazing Arizona Comics Radio. Clarkdale is a small, unassuming town north of Metro Phoenix. You've probably driven through it on your way from Cottonwood to Jerome. And in the 2 minutes you were in Clarkdale, you didn't realize that you were in the birthplace of one of pop culture's most influential and controversial phenomena, the Monkees. You see, because it was some 60 years ago that a young Bobby Hart also drove through Clarkdale as he and his family were vacationing to Oak Creek Canyon here in Arizona, a popular swimming spot. Bobby remembered Clarkdale, specifically its train station, when he and songwriter Tommy Boyce sat down to define the Monkees' musical sound in 1965 and 66. Boyce and Hart were assigned to that task, and in their brainstorming sessions and as they wrote music, Bobby Hart wrote The Last Train to Clarkdale. Clarkdale didn't have quite the lyrical ring to it, maybe heavy in consonants, I don't know. So it evolved into Clarksville, and of course, that single launched the Monkees into stardom. This year, they celebrate their 50th anniversary as performers, and as a lifelong Monkee fan, it's a great year to celebrate them. Visiting Clarkdale recently, I convinced a friend, Joya, to sit down, play her ukulele, and sing The Last Train to Clarksville with me at that very train station. It's a small, unassuming performance, but it represents something that, to me, is larger than life. So here, on Amazing Arizona Comics Radio, is Joya Quisenbig and I singing The Last Train to Clarksville in Clarkdale, Arizona.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be there by 4:30, cause I made your reservations. Don't be slow. Oh no no no. Oh no no no. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. Oh no no no. Oh no no no. I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station. I'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a little conversation. Oh, oh no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Take the last train to Clarksville, and I must hang up the phone. I
That was Joya Quisenbig on vocals and ukulele, and me with my egg shaker singing The Last Train to Clarksville in Clarkdale, Arizona. Joya, thank you for such a wonderful memory. That will conclude this episode of Amazing Arizona Comics Radio, more of a pilot episode, really, just to see how it would feel to produce this kind of thing. Who knows how often I'll do it? Hopefully twice a month, but I have a lot of great experiences as an artist here in Phoenix that I inadvertently capture on video or with audio, so I'll have plenty of material to mine in the near future. I also know a lot of great artists, and so I'll probably record some interviews and conversations with them. In the meantime, you can find more Amazing Arizona Comics at AmazingArizonaComics.com. You can follow me on Instagram at AmazingAZComics. I also host a local live late-night talk show called Phoenix Tonight. And please find that Facebook page to find out when upcoming shows will be posted to YouTube. This has been Amazing Arizona Comics Radio.
Take the last train to Clarksville.